At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We are your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline. And today, Taylor Allison Swift is engaged. And
the crowd goes,
No. She's engaged. Guys, I get a call from my sister, Phoebe Connell. And I answer, and she says, open Instagram. And I mean, a million things went through my head. And I also want to say that a million things could have gone through my head. But instead, what I said is, what is it? Is it Taylor Swift? Is she engaged? Like, the fact that there could have been so many things that I actually have a reason to care that deeply about. And the first thing I thought was, like, it must be something with Taylor Allison Swift.
But I do think that's fair because of everything that's been going on. So yes. I don't think it says too much about.
Okay.
Some people might say that, take that as like, oh my God, they're so obsessed. But it's we are kind of primed to be like this, especially in a season like this that we're in currently.
She has been, you know, updating her website with new countdowns and new album covers every day, which is weird because now is she going to like keep doing that? Like, you can't keep doing that now.
I know. I don't know.
The next cover is like her hand with a ring.
This was just like Tuesday at 1 p.m. Just random.
But also we had a conversation and you're not going to want me to bring it up because you were proven wrong once again in the history books when it comes to Big Al.
The thing is that you see me being wrong. It's just like I was just saying like there was just another opinion that could have been true.
No, because you speak very definitively. You speak with a lot of authority on the subject. So when we spoke and I said, Phoebe, there are rumblings that they're merging their brands. Could this be? No. I mean,
well,
you shut that shit
that way.
Down.
I didn't see it that way.
And you didn't see them being together. You were like, they are not dating, blah, blah, blah. Phoebe's actually mad that I'm bringing this up for some reason. It's just Potter. Get over it. It happened. Sorry, you were there.
I think you're seeing it in a way that, like, I didn't feel
seeing
that definitive about it.
Seeing it as you had a wrong prediction. Yeah, your prediction was wrong. You were on one side of history. I was on literal herstory. You were on one side of history. I was on the right side of history. That's right. What it is. I said, I think this is happening. You said, no, it isn't. I don't think it's happening.
Guys,
no, it's not.
Can you run it back? I don't think that's how it happened. I don't think I said.
I think you spoke to me as though, no, that's not happening. No, that is what happened.
I don't remember it like that.
What do you think you said?
Well, I don't think that I was like, I don't think it was my definitive opinion that it wasn't certainly going to happen. I didn't think it was happening.
Well, hey, Fee, neither of us are psychics. Neither of us could have had a definitive opinion on what
but
was going to happen.
But that's what you're saying
thoughts,
I had.
You had a wrong. No, you had
me,
a wrong prediction.
I was just saying like it could go either way. I didn't think that it was like it had to be one way or the other. And it's fine.
Really? Because you're yelling. You seem genuinely pissed off.
I just wanted to celebrate with my sister on the phone that this was happening. And the first thing that she said on the phone was that I was wrong.
It was not the first thing that I said. I actually was like screaming. Anthony was like, Caroline, what's wrong? Like that is absolutely not the first thing that I said. It was like the fifth or sixth. And yeah. Did you really think I wasn't going to say it? I had to. It's okay. You're allowed to be wrong about like two things. In your life. They're massive. They're massive and huge, and I'm never going to let you forget them or live it down, but you are allowed. Just don't let it happen again about anything else at all.
I just thought, I don't know. I just thought differently. I just wasn't, and I think maybe it was me trying to protect my heart. I think maybe me trying to be like, I want this to be right for her so badly, and I don't want...
Do you think?
Because I'm also like, that's so much pressure. It's more pressure than usual on the relationship. Like, the NHL posting about it is, like, why... The NHL, he's not even... Like, it's not
ESPN sending a push notification to every
that's what I'm saying on both apps
phone in the it's entire on
not just
universe.
ESPN Fantasy, both of them sent. So I'm like, I think I didn't want to put any additional pressure on our girl. I wanted her to know that it was okay. I wanted to know that it was okay if this wasn't forever. And it is, well, and I'm right. happy about that.
Well, right. And here's one thing that I believe to be true about Taylor Swift. Say what you want about the, you know, people have long had discourse about the amount of boyfriends that she's had or whatever. I don't see Taylor Swift putting a ring on that finger unless it is forever. You know what I mean? Like, unless Travis Kelce is the greatest scammer the earth has ever known.
Yeah, I think that's also my fear. I think I'm not. The podcast made me feel better about him.
Yeah.
But I do still have my reservations. Just because
I know, and I think that's okay. Of his, again, it comes from a place of, you know, you're protective over her.
And I think that was also part, like, that was obviously he's older now, but in his past relationships, like, he's just a bit of a, he's like a showy guy, and like that has gotten him in trouble in the past. And I just am worried that she doesn't need that. I'm not, yeah. I'm super excited, and I don't mean to be, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I was just trying to walk everybody through my thoughts from last week.
No, that's okay.
Because obviously I'm thrilled and excited. And the podcast, again, reiterating this, the podcast made me feel better. And I'm glad that she's with someone finally who will, like, I was reminded of the Joe Alwyn videos of, like, he'd be on a red carpet and someone would bring up Taylor or, like, ask him what his favorite song was. And he would, like, get annoyed and, like, have an attitude.
He'd be like, I've never heard any.
And it's
we don't support each other's work like that.
Travis might not know the song Red from the digital album Red, but.
But you can bet your bottom dollar he does now.
Or, and also he just, like, has his answers. He's just, like, not going to be a jerk about it, which I feel like Joe always was. And for that, I'm obviously excited. Guys, please don't take this the wrong way. Don't send pitchforks to my house.
I also think that Travis, like, it doesn't feel like a put on. He doesn't feel like he's not actually a fan and he's, like, doing this to get in. Like, because that's the thing. Because if he was, like, oh, my God, you know, I have to know every single song. If he was, like, studying up on Taylor Swift to pull one over on the whole Swift administration and the Swifties, then, like, he would have known Red. You know what I mean? So I just, I do feel like, and I just, I'm going to put it this way.
Genuinely
he's not that good of an actor. He genuinely does. And he genuinely finds Taylor hilarious, and he genuinely is, like, down. I also think it's a huge thing for him to be like, I have the ego that I have and that I have shown publicly over the years, reasons that people are hesitant and wary, and for good reason. However, for him to be that person and be like, and yeah, I'm okay with dating someone and having, you know, my whole male fan base say that she's emasculating me and all these horrible things, like, it does take a type of man, I think, to be able to handle the level of fame that she's at. I think a lot of guys say that they would like that, you know, in theory, but to actually be in his shoes and have to handle that, I do think you have to be, like, super secure in yourself also be someone that's, like, excited to stand on the sidelines. And that's something that she hasn't really had, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
It's interesting because I feel like we see actors and we see musicians as, like, deeper, and they're a little bit more. They're not these, like, meatheads that just, like, throw balls for fun, and they're these, like, assholes, you know. But the truth is, it's the people that are great with their words. It's the people that are really tied into their emotions. It's those people that can hurt you the fucking most.
Totally.
You know, because
we've seen that time and time again with her.
Yeah. So I think that, like, you're absolutely right to be protective. And what I was asking was, like, yeah, do you think part of your, I don't think that the engagement is coming. Do you think you were thinking that because really you just didn't, you weren't ready for it? Because you also were like, a couple things. One, it opens her up, as you're saying, to so much criticism. And we're already seeing it. Like, people who just are tired of seeing her on their pages. But I think this also says the fact that she's doing it this way at this time when she's been doing these releases, people are already talking about her, shows that she's like, I don't fucking care. Like, you guys, I'm happy. This is my
life.
It's
not a part of the, like, spectacle anymore. And
right.
I think that's a good thing.
Which is really neat. And we're going to get into the specifics of the engagement in a moment. Of course, not that we know any, but from the post. But I wonder, too, like, you said, and I agree with you, I didn't mean to say that you in an accusatory way, but we were talking about how, like, what is this wedding gonna be like, and is this gonna be another moment where we have to get in the trenches to defend our girl's taste, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and the ring gives me hope, but I the and ring the gives whole me engagement. Oh, everything gives me hope in how this looks.
But at the end of the day, she's still Tay with her dress and the hair.
What doesn't give me hope? What worries me, and not that I didn't think, I mean, it's the cutest thing in the whole world, but the caption does just, it does just immediately remind you of
that
she
is a millennial.
But I did, I got to blow mom's mind when we were talking about the engagement.
Okay, tell me.
I said, in her first, because we were trying to figure out if there was any numerology about when she announced it, or like if there's a day this
month
or this
summer that
would have been like, not that we know anything, but I guess it is like, it's close to the 2 years, I feel like, of when he saw her at the Eras Tour. So maybe it was around like their that anniversary. I don't know. Anyway, we were trying to think of numerology and I said, well, you know what's crazy is in a song on her first album, at the end, in the beginning, she says, I was 7 and you were 9. And at the end of the song, she says, I'm 87 and you're 89.
87, you'll be 89.
Mom could not believe it.
No way.
She could not believe it. She goes, oh my God, because his number is 87 in her album 1989. And mom couldn't, because she couldn't believe it.
I know. And well, I mean, you know, Taylor's gotten so excited to talk about that with Taylor over and over. Every time Taylor gets a little bit tipsy, she's like, and Travis, like in Mary's song, I literally said that. And
you
it's
know,
like,
you know, they had a couple glasses of champagne after they got engaged and she like got to that, but she got to that emotional point and she brought it up again and he's like,
and he was like, and he and he doesn't get annoyed with her about
it. He loves
he's
it.
Like he loves it.
And he's like, and mom, listen to this, and mom, listen to this. Let Taylor explain it.
I think that they knew that this podcast had to happen before they could announce an engagement, because exactly what you're saying now, like you were like, the podcast sold me on him a lot more than I was. And I think that a lot of people needed that. Because we do feel so protective over her, you know? And so I really feel like she, that was for her, but that was for Travis, that was for us to show like, hey guys, look, I'm okay. You know, things are good. And you're going to watch this and you're going to see it. That's my question.
When they recorded, like, when do we think it actually happened?
So, okay,
I
her
feel
nails.
Like we would have, that's a good point. I want to hear about that. But I feel like part of my, I mean, I just don't believe, and obviously we dispel these rumors every time they come up. So like maybe there was a little surge of rumors around when it happened, but like where did they do it that there was truly no leaks? It had to have been like
a secret garden in her mind, of course.
Oh right. Do you think imagine it's like actually set up just like your engagement.
The lover house
lover is playing.
Well, that is the thing. Wait, did you see
at
though?
At Arrowhead Stadium, Travis had the Eras Tour rebuilt.
Okay, I love it. And you know, Taylor would have loved that too. Taylor would have been like, you got me. This is my favorite place to be. Taylor's going to build a house in the shape of the Eras Tour stage and they're going to live in it.
No, it's
going
to be the lover's house. And then the like, the stone pathway to like their pool is going to be the shape of the Eras
Absolutely,
Tour.
Absolutely. So people are now drawing parallels because she did that infamous lover photo shoot in that garden with all the pink and white florals. Mm-hmm. And it looks so, so, so much like the setup that Travis had going on here. And I'm wondering if that was intentional.
He walked her through her eras.
Stop it. No, like, I need another podcast now because I need to hear every single freaking moment.
I know, Taylor, you really didn't. Honestly, you planned this really poorly.
Taylor. Okay, we're getting another New Heights podcast next week.
Mom kept asking me questions down there, too. She was like, okay, so when did it happen? Like, when did it, what did he do? What did he say? I'm like, Mom, Taylor hasn't called me yet. Taylor hasn't let me know.
I'm definitely on speed dial, but she's a long speed dialist.
But guys,
I need
to let you know that, like, what, when I, because out of the two of us, I was the Paul Revere.
She was the Paul Revere. And so, you know what? You might have been a naysayer a week ago, but you are the one who dropped the bomb. So, there, you're, okay, we're
even. Right. I was scrolling and I have her post notifications on.
You were like, just scrolling?
Can you believe that?
You were just scrolling willy-nilly and you came across that. Oh my God. I would have had a literal heart attack.
I was just scrolling and I scrolled past it.
No.
And then
you
I was
fucking
like,
did not. How?
Here was the first thing. One, it didn't, because it was a collab post, it didn't, like, I didn't see Taylor's profile picture in the way that you normally
do. Wait, do you think, oh my God, wait, Phoebe, quickly, I want you to continue with this, but do you think the reason you didn't get a post notification is because Travis posted it and requested to collab with Taylor?
Oh my God, imagine.
Oh, why is that like so much cuter? I mean, obviously, Tree Payne orchestrated the entire post. But like, if Travis is the one who requested the collab, that's cute as fuck, and that might be why you didn't get it.
Maybe. But the caption is, but imagine Taylor saying the caption and him typing it out with his.
No, but Tree Payne definitely made like a press release, and she was like, this press release is just your Instagram, your collab Instagram post. And it was like copy and paste, and don't fuck this up. There was a lot of red tape on that document. I know it.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, you were just scrolling. You passed through it.
Well, because the first picture, they're so small. And like we were talking about last week about wedding
pictures.
No
one's ever
said
that about them. No one has ever said that about Taylor and Travis. They're so small.
Well, I just mean like they're like
the world's biggest couple, literally and like physically and figure. Okay.
I mean, nice. No, they're like, they're so far back in the picture that you can't really, like, if you're
you can't see their faces.
It just looks like it's.
Yeah.
And also, I love that it's not the picture of him holding up the ring box. It's literally him, like, holding her by the waist. Like, it looks like he's crying, like, with his head against her stomach.
It looks like he's, like, worshipping her. I was going to say his head looks red. So I think that he's crying. And I think that she's crying, too. The rest of the pictures are obviously posed, but she looks in that picture with, like, I can just tell. Mm-hmm. I can just tell from her body language because I know her so well.
Do you think Selena and Abigail were there?
Do you think? Okay, so.
Wait. I have to keep going. So I scroll back up, and I still at this point am not clocking that it's actually a Taylor Swift post. I think, but I do clock that it's
but
them.
But something made you go back.
It's them, but I think it's AI. And then I'm like, I think Caroline and Julie probably thought that I, or Mom and Julie probably thought that I was like malfunctioning. I literally was like, wait.
I literally
my eyes start to blur, I guess, because I was like, they're two T's.
You're crying.
I thought that it was like a fake account, and then it was truly AI. It was like TTAYLOR. Like it was like Taylor Swift, but like two T's. So it was not actually her. It was like, and then I realized it was real.
I mean, and then she calls me.
Guys, 2 minutes after she posted it. Can you believe that?
It was so funny because I felt like an entire lifetime had passed by the time I went downstairs. And I was like, Anthony, go look. She posted it 6 minutes ago.
Oh,
like,
wait. This is awesome. Do you want to hear what our president has to say about this?
What?
Because he's officially made a statement.
Oh, perfect. No, I can't wait. Read it. Let's hear it.
Well, it's like an article, so it's not going to be as like.
He wrote an article about it?
Okay, notice to journalists. If you want me to like enjoy reading an article and you're going to be like, This just tweeted. Just screenshot the tweet. I don't need you to break it up and put it into a bunch of quotes.
I hate that.
So let's see. Let's see if I can even find it in a second. Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, I wish them a lot of luck. I think he's a great player and a great guy. And I think she's a terrific person. So I wish them a lot of luck. That's not what you said last month.
What? You called her a bitch in all caps.
I actually think a couple weeks ago you said. And I think after she endorsed Kamala. He tweeted, I hate Taylor Swift in all caps, right?
All caps with a bunch of exclamation points. I think we're remembering that correctly, yeah?
Yeah, I also think so. Oh, yeah. In response, Trump famously announced in all caps on Truth Social that I hate Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Don't forget that.
And earlier this month, he said, ever since I alerted the world as to what she was saying, what she was by saying on Truth, all caps, that's what he calls his app, that I can't stand her, parentheses, hate, exclamation point. She was booed out of the Super Bowl and became, comma, no longer hot. The tide has seriously turned. Being, caps, woke is for losers. Being Republican is what you want to be. Guys, that is the president of the United States.
Holy shit, I'm actually sweating after laughing so hard at your dramatic reading of that. Because, like, guys, can you believe that's a real presidential text?
Guys, these are going to go in the National
Archives. That's
going to
be in history books.
These are going to go in the National
Archives.
You're
going to have a history test one day. It's going to say, fill in the blank, what was in the parentheses of Donald Trump's tweet about Taylor Swift?
It's going to be a Blue Books prompt.
Yeah,
it's
gonna
be like write.
You have to
write
like this.
Four. You have to either analyze it, and then also you have to write four examples of what could have been a Trump tweet. You have to write in his perspective.
Yeah.
Anyway, but he's happy for her. Thinks they're great people.
Well, that's awesome. I'm sure she'll be thrilled to get his well wishes.
He wants the invite.
now that he's like, okay, well, maybe now she'll lean into the trad wife aesthetic and I can get behind that. I can get behind those Republican family values. Oh, my God. No, well, I mean, hey, Donnie, you got a whole diss track coming out on October 3rd. So I'd be careful what you're tweeting because she's coming for you, I think.
Wouldn't that
be awesome if Canceled was literally just like, hey, Donnie, listen up.
It's actually
your speakers.
It's just an interview.
Taylor Swift.
And it's her. It's Matt Rogers in the back. Big Al on the track.
Big Taylor. And that's Matt. Have you heard of Christmas?
That's his Jason Derulo.
Yeah, exactly. Have you heard of Christmas? Like, that's probably Matt. Oh,
I was talking to Mom. I was like, do you think Matt is going to be pulled to be Jenna Bush's co-host? And she was like, does he really want that?
She said he is way too big for that.
He's too busy.
And I love to hear it, Mom.
And I know.
I love that Matt Rogers is now a household name for like our mother. Because Bowen has been. Because, of course, we're an SNL family.
Do you think
and Wicked.
Bowen's coming back to SNL?
Do you think he's not?
No, did you see what Lorne Michaels said? Not about Bowen. He said this is going to be a massive shakeup. Only like one cast member is coming back.
Wait, Devin
isn't coming back. That's confirmed.
Speaking of, we only have 5 more days to get our SNL emails in, everybody. By the way, if you want to go to SNL.
Celeste Yim is no longer writing on the show.
What is going on?
I know.
Wait, that's crazy. Really weird. I could see Bowen leaving.
I know, it's around that time. I wouldn't be shocked.
But he's been on for 4 years?
I feel like it's been longer than that.
Has it? Okay.
It feels like he's still like a fresh face to me.
Yeah.
He's my close personal friend, but he is a fresh face
to
the world.
But it is true. It's like, is he getting too big for
I guess.
SNL?
I think he like needs another movie.
Well, he's got one. He's got one coming up.
Is Fanny in it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, good. I'm happy to hear that.
Sure,
I just wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they're working on Fanny's prequel.
Well, yeah, and you know that. Come on. But
we can't say too much. It's because of Netflix. It's just because of Netflix. We can't say too much.
We'll be talking about that. We're gonna get into Love Island. Sorry, I'm so excited today. I can barely speak. We rescheduled this recording so that we could watch the Love Island reunion.
Guys, it's like I had a premonition because Caroline and I. On Sunday, we were stressed about figuring out our recording schedule because I had a bit of unexpected travel come up. And I was like, I had the brilliant, earth-shattering idea to wait, postpone this recording so we could talk about Love Island. But it's almost like something in my heart knew
it's almost like
that there would be more to talk about.
I know. I mean, because holy freaking moly. So let's dive back into Taylor so that we can get to Love Island, get you fed there. But obviously, there's so much to discuss here. I want to get into the post. So one of the things that we were saying is like, what the heck would her ring look like? We just couldn't imagine it because for me, I was like, okay, Taylor's having a tasteful ring. You know what I mean? But she's not having a small ring. Like,
no.
There's no way in hell Taylor Swift's not having a massive, because at the end of the day, sorry, she does like shiny things. And at the end of the day, the fact that Travis is kind of like a baller, likes to spend money, that is attractive to her. Whether we want to admit that or not.
Let's just think about what this would be if this has been Joe Alwyn's engagement. It would have actually been a paper ring.
It would have actually been paper.
And it would have been like blade of grass.
One day she'd like go swimming and she'd be wearing it and it would dissolve and he'd be like, that was so irresponsible of you. Like, you don't love me. And he'd be nasty to her about it. So anyway, but like, yeah, there was never going to be small, but I was like, I don't see her having a super trend forward ring.
No.
That's not our girl. And I
it's
don't
gonna be
see
like
her
an
having
heirloom.
A ring.
It's going to be
yes.
like, this is going to be passed down.
And it should feel like an heirloom. It shouldn't feel like a new piece of jewelry, even though it needs. Yeah. And it also is close to her hand. Like, I was like, she's not going to have one of those huge rocks that is like lifted from the finger because she's got to be like able to move around. She's a busy girl. She doesn't even have like tips on her nails half the time. So like,
I can also see her band literally just, I can see it being the most simple thing you've ever seen.
I know. Well, I was like, what could the band be? Because the ring. I mean, do we have any reports on how many carats it is yet? Can you do a check?
I mean, I'm
check?
Sure. Guys, we literally are like an hour
yeah,
after
this
it
Yeah, this is boots on the ground, real-time reporting. You're welcome. It is a gorgeous, like, thick gold band. We got a close-up, but I need, like, the full specs in the ring, which I'm sure Tree will have out to the media any moment now. But it's gorgeous. It looks tasteful and it's
okay, a closer look at Taylor Swift's massive and deeply meaningful engagement ring designed by Travis Kelce.
No fucking way. Okay, but like he knows her to be known as to be loved.
Let's see what kind of info we have. Okay. The Kansas City Chiefs tight end, this is from People magazine.
Okay.
Tapped jewelry designer Kindred Lubeck in Artifacts Fine Jewelry, which houses luxury designs retailing upwards of $33,600.
Holy shit.
As seen with their Demetra ring, I guess that goes for that.
But it's and Demetra.
This boasts a massive old mine, brilliant cut diamond, a rectangle cut diamond with antique references.
Yes.
Let's see if we have any other info. That seems to be about all we have right now.
Okay, so it's like an antique diamond, but it's massive and probably perfect.
Yeah.
But this is not by any means. This is like an artifact, literally.
But another thing that I was thinking about with when we talked about like you couldn't picture the ring, I think that was another, I think we're also kind of getting to a place with Taylor where we were like, maybe we've all been saying she's gonna get married, like marriage seems like she writes about love so much, like it seems like that
okay
is the
keep me out of this because I did not say that.
No, but I think that before she started dating Travis there was a bit of maybe marriage isn't something that she's, maybe we're putting it on her that she's so interested in getting
before
married.
Yeah, before the tortured poets department, and then we got that and we realized
but you know what I mean, like I think that like as she got older it just seemed like it would have happened.
Certainly when she was with Joe we all started to think that we were like it must
maybe
not
they'll
be,
just be
important to her
forever.
before we got You're Losing Me and before we really dug into what Midnights might have actually been and as a breakup album, like I think we thought, okay, she's found her person. She loves him so much. She's happy with this quiet life. Maybe she will never get married because maybe that's just not what she wants. And then we get the tortured poets department and realize, hell fucking no.
But I just,
she wanted to be a bride. She gave him all that youth for free. Like that line is not sung by somebody who doesn't want these values. And maybe, I mean, of course it could have just meant a family, but I just feel like being the romantic that she is, she kind of put on this idea that like, I feel like it's, that is a moment that I think we saw her change for a man to make him more comfortable with her. And she was happy to do it. And he slowly fucking killed her. And Travis has literally brought her back to life, as we saw on the stage at the Eras tour. Like, I am so happy. Okay, so let's talk about the post now. I think it's so iconic that it's her own song. So high school. I mean,
and one that she wrote about him. Like, which, it's just like, because you would think, I think if this had been AI, I would have really known, because it would have been, Mom, I won't have a lot of time to edit this episode, Gail. So
Phoebe kicking our mom out on the day of Taylor Swift's engagement.
What?
I gotta talk about Tay.
She's gotta talk about Tay.
Okay, give her the mic for like 30 seconds.
I got to talk about Tay and her old mine, vintage styled diamond ring. That's
isn't it amazing? Wait, how much?
It's worth $1 million.
Because I've been reading about it.
It's worth $1 million?
Oh. Because I've been reading.
Wait.
Phoebe,
why did you think
you don't
to
have
to?
I'm going to tell you what I've learned about it.
Okay, Mom is pulling up the info. Don't tell her that we just went over this.
Hold on.
Whatever you do, Phoebe, do not fucking tell her that we just went over this.
Okay. It's an old mine brilliant cut set in stunning gold. It's a vintage style that was popular in the 1800s. It's not an antique. But it was made by, wait, what's the jeweler?
Don't you dare, Phoebe. Guys, this is why Mom doesn't have a podcast.
I'm not going to tell her you said that. Hey, Mom, I love it.
In 30 seconds, I'm going to say, wait, tell me what.
The source said she leaves Travis love notes and buys sentimental gifts, and he does the same thing.
Oh!
Okay, Mom is officially sold on Tavis.
Mom
it only
is
took
a
her
full
2 years.
Swiftie! Oh, my God.
It's okay. We actually just covered
Phoebe!
It. No worries. No, I just
mom and
she,
I having the no, exact same reaction.
No, because she was gonna say, and I actually do have the name of the jeweler. I just have to pull it up, and it's gonna take a second.
Okay, Phoebe's bullying mom. We all bore
and
bore
Julie's trying
to
see if she wants to go to the pool. So I'm just trying to move.
Well, I don't know how there's time for swimming unless mom has a waterproof phone case. Because there's a lot of shit we gotta be learning right now.
The ring was designed by Kindred Lubeck of Artifacts. That's F-E-X.
Oh, well, Phoebe said it wrong, so thank God mom clarified. No, you didn't. You said artifacts.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. She said it wrong, mom. She said it wrong, mom.
Nothing.
Phoebe, are you on your period?
No, but I'm annoyed that it's always, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, just be right more. Like, if you don't want me to say you're wrong all the time, be right more. I love you, mom. Tell her I said it.
She loves you, mom.
Love you, too, Gail.
Okay, clipping that. Hey, Dear Media, clip that. Mom just puts her finger over Phoebe's head like she's gonna flick her with her pointer finger and then flicks her with her middle finger instead.
A Diet Coke. I don't know if there are any left of those. The Diet Coke's perfect.
Is mom bringing you a bevy?
Yes, after I was just
so
mean to her.
I know. Mom is so sweet and you don't deserve it. Just kidding. What she said.
Yeah, but the flick was crazy.
The flick was hilarious. She totally faked you out. She goes,
when has she ever flicked anyone before?
She totally faked you out, though, with the pointer finger.
Mom goes, I flick people off all the time.
Oh, okay, mom. Okay.
Guys, famously, there was this one time mom and I were driving, and
mom said, don't flick anybody off because they might have a gun. I was just about to say that.
No, but she had said that before.
Her go-to.
Because there was just that carjacking on Green,
oh, believe
Green
me,
Tree.
Guys, like 2 seconds, like on my street, basically. And these people pulled up and literally 4 guys got out of a car, held up a gun to a car, said, get out, stole the car. What?
That doesn't really happen.
I stop at that stoplight almost every day on the way to the movies.
Thank you, mom. And what was I going to say? Oh, all I was saying about all of that was just, I think that's part of why it's been so difficult to picture.
Yeah. I knew she was coming back. I knew that wasn't
product
the end.
Placement.
Product placement, she said as she brings in the Diet Coke on her open palm. Let me just, and now she is. Now she's moving around like a Ferris wheel in front of, and she's singing.
What do we call it? An endorse, a product, what do we call it?
An advertisement?
A brand deal.
We wish we could get a Diet Coke. Diet Coke, creator of kidney stones, apparently. Don't tell mom that. Phoebe didn't say it because she doesn't want mom to say, then don't drink it.
Goodbye. Love you.
There are some things you just pretend
she
you don't
does
hear.
This is what you didn't see before she got in, before she started doing the product. She just paused on the stairs so she could hear what,
hear what you're
going to
say about her. No, she is her own biggest fan.
Before she came into the frame, I was going to hold up, but she didn't want me to reveal that she was going to come back in by moving the microphone. So you saw, she goes, wait. Guys, she held up her hand and was like,
wait.
I'm going to do something. I'm going to try something.
It's like a little kid vibes. Like literally like, wait, watch what I'm, look what I can do kind of thing.
Oh my God.
Guys, if you're on the Patreon, by the way, our Punch Bowl, mom made a special appearance and on video. So that's worth the $6. I think it was just,
I just think
it was
just difficult to picture all of it. And I think it got harder as we, maybe there was part of, I think all of us that were like, maybe it's not something she wants the way we thought it was something that she wanted.
I think, it just was really hard. And I still, like, I'm like, I don't know how to envision her wedding. I don't know if it will look a la this engagement, but Travis killed it. It's beautiful.
No, it's
the florals, it's giving Blair Waldorf peonies. Like,
it also reminded me of Alex Cooper's a little bit.
Mm. And Taylor's like, who?
Taylor's
like, I don't know who that is.
Honestly, okay. Now that she's like, does podcasts, I'm not saying she's
call her daddy
artist,
when.
I was going to just say, like, is she going to go on Call Her Daddy? Or this was actually, no, but this is my dream. She goes on Therapus.
I was about to say
Caroline,
never going to happen,
just
and
let
then
it
I
be.
Swallowed it.
Selena
no,
Gomez.
I was about to say never going to happen, and I literally was like, I can't say that because it might.
Selena
I
Gomez
don't know.
Just went on, like.
I know.
What
and
if she's like,
do you think this
really
is
awesome.
Why Selena, she wasn't at Selena's Bachelorette, because.
Oh, I don't even think I clocked
like,
that.
Do we think she got engaged, like, this weekend?
That's what I'm wondering. How long?
Okay, were but so back to the nails theory, the okay? Because she had the same nails in the podcast that she does in the engagement post. And Taylor switches her nails like every day. And she only puts acrylics on for like a day at a time.
Here's
you know
why
what
I'm
I mean?
So confused is like the scheduling of an engagement, the album, and the podcast. Like,
I know.
Was it like, oh, this is perfect? Was Travis like, oh, when she's here? Because, I mean, I don't, they're probably living together right now, but I just mean like they're always bouncing all over the place. Travis just had like training camp and everything.
I know.
What is his hair length? And does he have a buzz cut? That's a good
wonder
question.
If also, well, we can go two different ways with this. On one hand, I'm like, this saves the conversation from being, are they going to get engaged if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl? And then we don't have to like have this hinge on that either. Like, he doesn't need that pressure on him. Like, they're only going to get engaged at that. So this kind of, I think, takes a little bit of the pressure off of his season because we don't need to be like, Chiefs have to get the Super Bowl
so, this was
so that they can get engaged.
After he cut his hair, so it was this month.
But the other side of that is like, now we're going to be talking about the wedding for the entire football season. So there's still going to be...
His face is so red in this picture.
I know. I want to read what
but
he
wrote.
But
he's so tan.
I want to read what he said.
Me too.
I want to know if it was in his handwriting. I bet it was, and I bet he framed it for her, or she
and
already
her,
has
like,
it
cheeks
framed.
And her nose are a little rosy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think she's like emotional, and then they cleaned her up for the pictures. But like that first photo really does seem like it was an in the moment photo. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she knew?
I like her outfit.
No, she looks cute. It's just so Taylor. It's mm-hmm. not like...
Her hair's not like done.
No, she's not wearing like a crazy white dress. Like she looks like that. Like this could have been unexpected for her, you know, which I like. I think she deserves to have an unexpected proposal. I think mm-hmm. she deserves to know that something is coming at some time and not to have known that it was happening that day, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I'm obviously
I love that.
Stoked.
And I also love that they said, we'll be announcing this. There's not going to be any magazine that announces this for us. Like, we're going to do it
do
on our Instagrams.
Cover
we're
it?
Turning comments off. Yes. I wonder what we'll get for the wedding. There's no way there's nothing. She's
I
not not commodifying
I literally was like, okay, she might not want it to be televised, but Travis is going to be pulling for it.
Well, and honestly, though, that's the other thing is like we keep saying this about Taylor, but at the end of the day,
was it,
she's releasing 500 different album
I
covers.
It's just hard.
Who are we kidding?
We had to spend so much time getting acclimated to Joe's version of Taylor and how like, but she was presenting it as like, I want to be private.
And
I want
in a
all
way,
of these things.
That's the Taylor we've known for the longest amount of time at once, you know, like,
and I
that's
think
the
that's
most
also another thing I was trying to say about the podcast
developed version of her that we know.
When you were saying, I don't think she would do the podcast if they weren't endgame. I think I was thinking back to like the way she's announced things in the past and the way that she's been outward with her boyfriends in the past, where I was just like, I don't know. It doesn't, to me, it doesn't mean that they had to be, I'm happy that it does mean this now, but like at the time I was just like she's done it on Instagram Live and like Tom Hiddleston used to walk around in a shirt that said, I love Taylor Swift. Like they're just, but we're so used to the way Joe was and the way even like for the short time that she was with Maddie, like what that looks like. So I just
and
think
so much time
weird.
Has passed and she's so much older. Like she is like a full 10 years older than she was during the Tom Hiddleston era, which I think is really easy to forget because she did fall off the radar for a little bit there. Not really, but like in her physical form, you know, she wasn't seen. So I think
people didn't physically
see me
for
a
3 years.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like she,
I guess it was
that. I was like, maybe it was 3 years. I was going to go with it. I was like, okay, Phoebe's right. I'm wrong. I was going to say Phoebe's right. I'm wrong, which she would have loved. But okay. Anyway. But I just, I think... And I'll pull it into the summer I turn pretty for all you guys. Just a quick little moment here. I also keep forgetting that there's been like a 4 or 5 year time jump in that show. So like all of the smoke I have for Conrad and who he's been.
He's grown.
And like that's hard for me to remember because seasons are next to each other. But we're saying there's been 5 years. Now, Jeremiah, on the other hand, has not, you know. And so like. I keep being like, I think Conrad's getting a good edit this season. And that's why I'm like, I don't think she should be with anybody. But if Conrad has really evolved in this version, who he's showing us is really who he is now,
you could get
5 years
it.
Later, I think that this is somebody I could get behind her being with. By the same token, I want her to go to Paris and choose herself.
That picture of Conrad at the bathtub.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Why does he look so much hotter in the show than he does in real life?
Yeah, I don't understand that at all. It's and I'm a little bit like, Belly.
I know. Well, you need to watch
watching
the show. Who?
Aunt Julie.
Oh, I bet that. And I bet she loves it.
She goes, you will never believe what I'm watching.
Oh, I love that. Well, I need to text her because I have actually some awesome intel on the show. But anyway, okay. So, back to Taylor. I loved the caption, your English teacher and your gym teacher getting married. I loved it. I think it's so classic Taylor. I think that the photos are beautiful. I think the setup is beautiful. I am dying to know these things. One, did she know? Two, how long have they been engaged? Three, did Taylor have input on the ring? Or did Travis fully, like, take this on himself? Five, what did the conversation go like between Travis and Scott?
Right.
Okay. Six.
Did he ask Scott?
Of course.
When, like, around the time, did he ask? When you think about surgery, like, when did that happen?
Oh, my God. Wait. Yes, exactly. Like, I wonder if that is when he did it, just in case. Oh, my God. Crazy. I also want to know, like, okay, what's the timeline here? What is the timeline? I can't wait.
I hope
that she will let us be privy to her wedding plans. Do you think she's having a wedding party?
Yes. Will Blake be in it?
Well, here's the other thing. Today is Blake's birthday.
Let's just say, if this had been two years ago, her wedding party would have been Blake's, Lena, Abigail.
Lena's
officiating.
Lord, Ella.
Well, not two years ago.
No, I guess they can't. Okay, sorry, two years.
I'm not thinking squad. I'm thinking pre-Blake Lively drama.
So, Lena.
Selena,
Blake, Selena,
Abigail.
Lena,
Kara.
Zoe Kravitz.
Okay, wait. Question. Because, oh my gosh, me and Mimi just talked about this because we saw the pictures of Zoe and Harry in Rome. And this creates an interesting wrinkle.
Oh, and the Taylor Swift time continuum?
And it gets crazier. And it gets crazier because Jason Sudeikis is really good friends with the Kelce brothers. So that means that in theory, and this is absolute theory, Zoe Kravitz could be at the wedding. Harry Styles is her plus one. Jason Sudeikis is invited. Well, no, I don't think he's bringing Olivia Wilde, but that does mean that
he's not bringing her, but.
Yes, but they're.
Oh, but he and Harry. Oh, yeah.
He and Harry. And then also, Zoe Kravitz is friends with Olivia Wilde, or was.
Oh, my God.
So isn't that crazy? And yes. Me and Mimi just were like, oh, my God, think about the Taylor and Travis wedding a couple days ago. Crazy. Anyway, what I was going to say was, okay, the wedding party. Zoe could be in the party. I don't know. Sophie Turner is getting invited.
Sophie Turner's invited and Taylor's doing a bachelorette, not just for the bridal party. She's inviting all of her friends.
And it's going to be like a 4th of July
party. There. Margaret Qualley's there.
Sister?
Zoe's there. All the Heim sisters are at the bachelorette. None of them are in the wedding party. And if they are, it's Esty.
But I'm thinking 2 years ago, then the flower people would have been Blake's kids.
Yeah. Okay. Blake is still invited to the wedding. Sorry. Do you think
I don't think it's out of the question that she could be in it.
I don't either.
Depending on when the wedding is.
Do you think it's crazy that she dropped this on Blake's birthday? Because some people are saying that.
Well, I think it all depends on when this happened.
I think if Blake cares about that, that's crazy.
I agree.
And I don't
especially because it's not like it's like a big birthday. It's like
here's what I need. I need Blake to either post a congratulations post to Taylor.
Let me look at her story.
Or I need her to send Taylor flowers, and I need to see the flowers on a story, on Taylor's story.
Here's what
That's
I need.
That's what I
girls.
Need. That's what I need from these girls, from these A-listers.
Wait.
I oh, also
for,
s- like,
for a second, but why his account didn't come up, and I was like, does she not have? Did she?
No, of course she does. I need to point out though, like again, we're not still talking about the Blake Justin stuff.
Well, she's
however,
only been reposting her happy birthday posts.
Okay, but however, like Blake continues to not look bad in the and if you're not keeping up, then you might not know that, and you might think you're Team Justin. But I am just letting you know, I haven't been talking about it, but there is a ton of stuff that's still happening. Other castmates being named. We're getting a lot of unsealed documents naming complaints from one Jenny Slate that was actually made on set, naming HR complaints that were known about by Wayfarer that were discussed in emails. And then they go on and say they had no idea. It discussing continues. The hundreds of thousands of dollars they paid Jed to go on Reddit under unverified accounts mm-hmm. and start theories of like these are things
it
we're still getting.
It continues to shock me that they didn't think that all this would
Isabella Ferrer, is that her name?
The young
girl
actress.
Who played young Blake. She's now like being harassed. She just said that Justin Baldoni has been harassing her since all of this stuff because Blake subpoenaed her, but only for like the things that she really needed. And then Wayfarer just basically did like another subpoena on her where so she's going to have to go through the entire process again for things that she already provided and things that they don't actually need that aren't actually crucial. Like they were like, we want everything from these dates, every conversation you had with Blake Lively at all during these dates, every conversation you had with anyone during these dates where Blake was like, can I have like these specific things. So it was a lot less work like for her to do, but also Isabella's like, I'm not fucking paying a legal fee so that I can do a subpoena that I already fucking did for this case. And then Justin's like harassing her about it, so she came forward about that. These are things that are happening now, and it's mm-hmm. amazing that there's
that now we're not
like
talking now it's like not
Justin
yeah.
and we're not talking about it, so nobody's seeing all that stuff. But I do just want to say like there's also a chance Friedman won't be allowed in court, that Good. They like that is now coming up where like they're like he shouldn't be allowed in the courtroom because of the way that he's been handling himself. Like that's how where it has gone. Okay. So I'm just saying, I don't actually think there's a big reason for Taylor to not like Blake.
Well,
like,
I also think
Taylor
it's so
wasn't actually subpoenaed, right? Like it was thrown out.
And it's so interesting that at the exact time that things start, the tide starts to turn and how the court is viewing the case mm-hmm. or how things are starting to play out and what's being found, it starts not yeah. being talked about as much.
I know.
It's almost
classic.
Like people were being paid.
It's,
talk
it's
about
almost
it.
As though there was an organized smear campaign. Yeah, that would be crazy. But I do just think that maybe there's beef. Maybe they're not as close. I just, again, I keep going back to the godmother argument. I don't think Taylor's cutting Blake out of her life. I don't think they're not friends. I think there's a really good chance Blake is at the wedding or, as Phoebe said, in it. Like, mm-hmm.
Abigail's
just,
maid of honor, though.
I well, think that Taylor and Blake
Andrea.
Are no...
She's maid of honor.
Oh, she's maid of honor. And they're, well, or, well, Scott and Andrea are both walking her down the aisle, also. Both of them,
so,
for sure.
Caroline said that as though she was the
Haim, the Haim girls are playing her down the aisle. They're not in it because they are performing. No, I'm serious. That would be perfect.
What song do we think they're playing?
I don't know that we've heard it yet. I wonder if it's a song Taylor writes for Travis that the Haim sisters do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm planning this wedding. Okay, I'm planning this freaking wedding. Yep, yeah, I just nailed it. You're acting like you don't think that's a great idea. I think that would be beautiful.
It would. I don't know that I would want to be played down the aisle by Haim, though.
Well, you wouldn't.
But do you think Taylor would? It's not like, I don't know. It's not
well, if
like
she's looking for
music.
A way to get them involved. No, it's not their song. It wouldn't be, they'd do a cover of a song that Taylor chose, but it would be the three of them performing it.
Yes.
And it would be stunning. But they're not going to sing their own song.
I'll trust your vision.
Okay, thanks. Anyway. Or it's Lord singing What Was That?
There's no either or.
That's it. Those are the only two options. Or it's Kylie Kelsey doing a podcast. A live podcast.
Oh my gosh. Kylie Kelsey's podcast, she just had Hannah Einbinder on. And it was so funny. She played this. There's this video of Hannah Einbinder before she became of Hacks fame.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her and her dad after the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And she and her dad are like plastered on the street, and she gets okay. a camera and a microphone in her face, and she starts like crying about how excited she is that the Eagles just won and how
oh
exciting this is for the city and all this stuff. And she said that what the video doesn't show is that her dad went behind an alleyway as they were walking home and like had a moment of prayer to his dad and like people that had died that were also Eagles fans, and he goes, this one's for you.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
It was awesome.
I honestly really like Kylie Kelsey and her whole attitude on our podcast.
Me too.
There, I said it. Sorry, I'm just doing something while I finish this. Okay, so anywho, that's what I want to say about the Taylor wedding. Do we have any other thoughts on the engagement before we move on to the Love Island reunion?
I just don't think we have enough information. Yep.
No, but more to come, you guys. I mean, you know, we're going to be talking about this as long as we possibly can.
Sorry.
So. And we'll probably be at the wedding to cover it. if I had to guess. So anyway.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, let's move on to this Love Island reunion. Holy freaking moly, 2 hours of pure bliss.
Well, pure bliss isn't how I would describe it, but okay. It was 2 hours, and I was shocked it was 2 hours.
Not because
I didn't think that there was... I do think there was... I wish they had edited it. It could have been condensed, I think. Andy made it... And I'm like, part of me thinks, based on what Andy said, I'm like, was there better footage than what you guys included in the 2 hours? Like, I wanted the real... Andy was acting like this
they
was,
were
like
intense. Fighting. The girls were fighting, yeah. So... a few things. Sorry, I just have to finish this one little thing I'm doing. I took a bunch of notes, but I did feel like I've watched it twice, obviously. Second watch through, skipped a lot of the stuff because I was like, this just, I don't care, honestly. And I feel bad to say it. The Hannah stuff, I just was like,
I agree.
Hate it for you, but like, I'm not that affected by it. I was way more interested in the people I really cared about were Iris and Pepe. Because of what's been going on, which we're going to get into, Amaya and Brian, Nicolandria, Huda, Ace, and Shelly. Those are the people that I really, like, care to hear from.
My
so
question,
notes. So
my frustration, just about the reunion in general and the setup of it, I think because of the way Love Island is, it's, like, it's happening in real time. I think they need to push the reunion to 6 months after. Because it's not enough time for it to be, like, because, like, or at least even... a little bit longer.
That's just
because
tough, though.
I don't know.
These emotions need to be raw, you know? That's how the whole show is.
We're missing the breakups. Like, it's just enough time for them to all be happy couples at the reunion. Whereas, like, if they had waited even a month to do it, we could have been getting information about these unfollowings.
I'm not going to lie. I do think these breakups were timed on purpose. Like, these men who are ruining things with these women they don't deserve, they knew they didn't want to have that going into the reunion. You know what I mean? So I do think, like, there might have been a little bit of Kenny Rodriguez sort of, like, playing bullshit where they're like, I will hold it out as long as I can. Let's get past this reunion so that I don't have to answer for my sins. And now there's never going to be an opportunity because everything sort of died down. I do think that because this show is done in real time, it's like we need their emotions in real time. If we give them too long, it will all seem ridiculous to them, you know, and they will come back with the cleaned up stuff, which there was some cleaned up stuff, but it didn't really hold up because of how little time had passed. For example, Huda coming in with her prep responses and, oh, I've done so much growth in the past month and whatever. And Andy coming back and saying, it's been 1 month and you're a completely different person. So I feel like if it had been a year, she could still say that. It could still not mean anything, but we would have to accept it, you know?
Yes, that's true.
So let's get into it. First of all, what a joy to see Andy and Ariana hosting this together. I was not sure how it was going to go or how I was going to like it because I was like, I want Andy to still acknowledge that this is Ariana's space. Like, this is her arena. You are a guest here. And I feel like he did. I feel like, and I didn't sense any sort of annoyance from her that he was there at all.
No,
I felt like
that
it
was
a privilege. Yeah. Because we know she's been known to have a little bit of a chip on her shoulder at times in the past, especially when it comes to Bravo and to Andy. So, and I think part of that is that she puts on this like host persona for Love Island. So she was acting a little bit, but
it's kind of like
they were great together.
Like, I think this happens a lot with reality TV generally is like part of the, it's like in that arena, I am annoyed with you. And I think that but outside of it, there's like more of a respect for each other.
Yes. Well, and honestly, Ariana probably has so much more respect for Andy now that she has lived all these lives she's lived since Scandoval, you know? And she's probably like, look at the bullshit you've had to put up with for years. I only have to do it for the summer and like I'm exhausted, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, and I think also like hosting is one of those things that maybe on the surface looks like it's not really a skill, but like that's a really
and frankly
difficult thing to do.
If you had shown me this Ariana versus like season 2 Vanderpump Ariana, it's like how is she
that's not the
do
same
that?
Person? Yeah, 100%.
But then we should have been reminded that she is mad sketch comedy skills and she takes
well
really
and
seriously.
She takes it really seriously, and so she's gonna take everything that she attacks really seriously. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Iris and Pepe. So also I just have to say, like, yes, I think Pepe's a hot guy, but looking at him at this reunion, I was like, you look crazy. Your face looks crazy. He's got the slits in both of his eyebrows, he's got the weird little goatee, he's got the like pube mustache, like he looks crazy. He looks like somebody that is trying extremely hard. And now knowing what I know, I'm like, okay, accurate assessment, I guess.
What do we know?
All right, I'll tell you. Okay, I'll tell you. So they're basically, he and Iris are exclusive. He's on this reunion talking about how, like, she thinks he needs to ask.
He's, like, ready to be. It seems like, I mean, I'm on Iris's side. I do think it's, like, she seems to have, like, a perfectly normal expectation for what goes into a relationship. But I understand, like, his demeanor and what he's saying about it makes me feel like he's like ready to be boyfriend girlfriend, because he's like,
that is 100% how I saw it.
So he like sees exclusive as boyfriend girlfriend,
and in the year 2025, like, that's just not the case, because you and I can be hooking up and then we're like, okay, let's not see other people, but
especially
we still haven't said I'm your girlfriend. And I will say, as Pepe, I think there must be a little bit of a reason that he was like, oh, well, if, you know, I don't see it as a big deal. In my mind, we're already boyfriend and girlfriend, so why wouldn't you just ask her? Oh, I know, because if you are actually boyfriend and girlfriend, then you have to actually break up. That implies a greater level of responsibility. Now, not saying that them being exclusive didn't mean he wasn't supposed to sleep with anybody else, but I do feel like putting that label on it, it's just a different kind of sentiment. I don't know. Do you agree?
Yeah. I do.
And so for him, I'm like, if you want that and you don't think there's a difference, then what's the holdup? Why won't you just do what she wants you to do and ask her?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it because you don't actually want that label, because you want the freedom to say, well, she wasn't my girlfriend and she didn't want to be my, she said, you know, I thought we were, but she said I had to ask her, and so she didn't want it as much as me, or something like that.
Yeah, he's putting it on her a little bit. Yeah. For sure.
So what happened is, some girl, and I wanted to get her name, or I did get her name, I'm not going to say it, but I wanted to get who exactly she was, and I can't find it. But this girl, she's like a sports broadcaster or something, and she posted on her Snapchat to her close friends a Snapchat of her face that says, had sex with Pepe in the hotel lobby last night and now have to work with him all day, gonna be sick.
Oh my God.
And she put that on her close friends. It was obviously spread around.
Well, she's got an op. She's got an op on
her. Oh, my God. She's got a major op. I always think, I'm like, who? I look at my close friends list. Who's a snitch? If I post something, who's a snitch? And you got to weed those people out.
I should do some cleaning up on there.
Yeah. Speaking. Okay. This is a wake up call for some of us.
Just in case I ever sleep with Pepe.
Just in case I ever overshare and say something insane like that. I want to make sure it's close friends only. Trustworthy friends only. But yeah, so she posted that. Iris's friends then unfollow Pepe. Iris unfollows Pepe on Sunday, August 24th. Pepe is now unfollowed Iris. Iris is deleting all their photos together. Like, it's clear to me things
are
over.
Did you see the TikTok that TJ made to that like sound that it's like someone like acting like they're crying, and then there's a beat in the song where they're like, bah. And he was
I just did that trend. The no, like cover your face, and then
he does that. He did that right after.
Oh, that's
the
funny.
News
well,
came out that they unfollowed.
And then we saw Iris's fresh French Manny on her story. Oh, what do we see pop up on TJ's Snap story? Holding a gigantic pickle. Iris's fresh French Manny. So I think they were hanging out like the next day. They were hanging out yesterday, day
them.
Of the reunion. Good for them. Good for them. Look, he waited it out. Maybe he got his girl. At the very least, maybe he's going to help her get over Pepe. But, like,
yeah.
Pepe,
the
how
thing
dare
about Love
you?
Island is it's, like, it's not like the Bachelorette. It's also not like Bachelor in Paradise, where, like, they're expected. There's more of, like, a love level to these relationships that I think the audience expects. Whereas, like, Love Island, it's, like, these are a bunch of. I mean, I know they're not college age, but, like, it feels like college, where it's, like, we're not super invested in each other. So, like, I'm annoyed that you did this, and it, like, makes me upset and I'm angry. But, like, I wasn't in love with you. So
right, exactly.
I'm just going to keep it pushing.
I know. I'm excited for more information. I hope that we get it. But I'm just like, Pepe, how stupid can you be? Like, you actually majorly fumbled. He introduced her to his parents. It was like a whole thing. I just think it's crazy. So speaking of couple drama, let's talk about Brian and Amaya. Because they have also both unfollowed each other yesterday. Oh, my God. A second plane has hit the towers. Like, what? This feels crazy to me. Especially because... I just publicly on the podcast gave him my endorsement.
Right. Do we have any information about this?
We don't have any information, but we have, no, we have what they addressed on the reunion, which I think matters here. So if you recall, there was a video of Brian from like a club appearance he made where he was pouring shots. I don't remember. I saw the video. I don't know if he was like flirting or checking girls out or
what
it was. There was something there people didn't like.
I am convinced I didn't see the video everybody was talking about.
Okay.
Because I saw the same video you did. Of him,
okay, and like, I was like,
it looks like he was exactly what they described, and I'm not mm-hmm. taking Brian because we don't know the full story, and we don't yeah. like whatever, and maybe I'm wrong, but it looks like he was paid with the other Love Island guys mm-hmm. to do an appearance at a club, and like that, I could see Kyle Cook doing that. Like I could like uh-huh. it doesn't.
Yeah,
it's not like he was like making out. Not that Kyle Cook is the standard, but like. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Like, it, mm-hmm. I could see him and Amanda being in an okay place and him still doing yeah. something like that. And
100%.
It's not like Brian was, like, dancing on her or, like, mm-hmm. pouring, like, and then kissing her. Like, doing, right. It didn't seem.
Unless we saw a different video.
I didn't see it and think that, oh, my God,
provide
he's cheating
the link.
On her.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. And I think that also I want to believe what Amaya said, how she's like, I'm not the kind of girl that's going to be with somebody that's going to disrespect me like that.
I loved when she said that.
You know, and I believe her. But I will say, I thought that Chris's reaction was a little sus because they look over to Chris and they're yeah. like, okay, so, you know, Brian, you have this moment. And Brian uses the word, I had a lapse of judgment, which I thought was interesting. And Amaya's just like kind of nervous laughing and Andy catches it. He's like, well, what?
It I'm kind of
what was the lapse of judgment? And
him
Brian
saying that felt a little bit like, he was just trying to take, and I'm not trying to defend him at all,
mm-hmm.
but I could see it, if I'm trying to see the best in him, I wonder if it was his way of being like, I don't want someone to even say that I didn't try yeah. to take accountability for it, so I'm gonna,
right.
like, it's a way to
and
own
also,
up to it fully.
It's a way for him to be like, hey, what I did, even though I wasn't making out with anybody or whatever, it was still too flirty. Or obviously, it was still a lapse of judgment because people took it the way that they did, so obviously yeah. it was whatever. But at the same time, it sort of felt like, yeah, well, if it's the video that you and
it
I saw,
like
and it's the story that he's telling
yeah.
on this stage where he's like, I was just pouring shots and stuff. Like, then why would you say what was the lapse of judgment?
Right.
So then Andy looks at Chris and says, well, you were there with him that night. What did you see? And Chris goes, I didn't see shit.
No, I thought that was weird. But here's what I'll say. If it was one of the other guys on stage mm-hmm. who said that, I would have really clocked it. I did not that I didn't clock it. I was like, that's kind of mm-hmm. that's what you would say if your buddy was doing something you shouldn't have done.
I just don't trust Chris.
But the way
anymore.
Chris gives, like, he wanted it to be a little bit dirty and messy and like not quite.
But also,
enough.
I felt like if there was a time with Chris in the villa that he was like, I want Brian and I to win this fucking thing and leave with our bitches, whatever it takes. And like, that's why Chris wouldn't break up with Huda. He was going to make her do it. Like, it was like he was going to be in there. Like teeth sunk into the end, and because he wanted to get to the end. And I almost feel like he and some of the Casa boys, specifically Brian, like had those conversations, which is part of why I didn't totally believe Brian in the beginning, but then he did win mm-hmm. me over. And maybe Brian's intentions in the beginning weren't pure, you know, that's totally possible that they developed over time. But I just felt like I could see Chris being like, I will have your back, do whatever you want to do, get your bag. Like, that's kind of the attitude I get from Chris now. Like, I just
I
see
totally
him differently.
Agree. I agree. But I think because he has that attitude, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if nothing happened and he's still acting
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. True. Like that is the other thing is, like, I could
like
just
kind
be,
of a jerky
it's
kind
the way
of
he
way.
Speaks.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's just. And I'm. But I'm also like, I think that. Who else was there, though? There were other people. Why did we only ask Chris what he saw?
I think
like
Zach
Jeremiah
was also
was
there. Zach, who,
oh,
like, why
right.
the fuck would we? But I honestly, all those, any boy, I don't know why we trust any boy. I think they would all fucking cover for each other.
I'm also just like, if I believe with the amount of yeah. time I spend on my phone, mm-hmm. if there was a video of Brian doing something super, super damning
it
or
just
damaging to the relationship, I
would
have seen it.
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly.
Get it.
I know.
Off your chest. Get it.
Get it
off.
On my desk. Yeah, get it on my desk, you know? We would
which
have
by
it.
The way I meant to circle back with Addie as she put in her predictions for the album
we
yet.
Will check in and it's midnight she
that
obviously
will never,
nailed
that
midnight
is truly
no.
one of, That was one of my favorite moments of my life, probably.
Oh my God, that's so sweet. Anyway, I don't know. They, I guess, cleared up these club rumors there. Things seemed good there, but now they've unfollowed. So I hope it's a misunderstanding and they were just doing it to fan the flames of the reunion, but I just don't feel that that's what was happening there. And Amaya posted from the reunion and Brian's not in any of her photos.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Amaya did look like an absolute angel though. Okay, let's move on to Hoda because I have a lot to say about Hoda. Let's start with her and Chris. So I gotta be for real here. I thought Chris was giving bitch boy.
Oh, for sure.
Like, and he which has is been. Also what he was giving in the villa, and I kind of forgot that with some time.
And I think that's why his answer about the Brian and Amaya thing was like, you were, gives, like, he's too good for this.
Yeah,
and
he's like, it's so why I could have been playing ball overseas vibes. Then go. He also was like, you're not dressed appropriately. Dress up for this. Hello, you're in the presence of Andy Cohen. Have some respect. And I feel like a few people needed that memo.
I'm
on
also
the stage.
Like, okay, and I'm not an Ace defender, but like Ace came. I think he looked like a guard for the Wizard of Oz. However, he was dressed for the occasion.
He was dressed. And honestly, it's exactly what I expect from Ace. He said, I'm gonna show up respectful and dressed for the occasion. In my own way, that is a little bit questionable, but like still works and shows that exactly. I have respect for what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris, I mean, even in the beginning when Andy's like, how are you guys feeling being here? And Hoda's like, I'm fine. And Chris is like, it's weird for me. Why is it weird for you? Especially finding out that she called you a few days ago. All the weirdness should be squat.
I think it was, I kept being like, why are you? It's like he
so
wanted
mad
his
at
like,
her.
Clip. Like he, and
I know.
He treated her terribly. And yeah. Then like she's trying to be like, it's not weird. It's not like it's, I mean, it's fine.
I know.
Like,
and he, like,
we're here.
Will you
we
guys be friends? No. His answer. No. Like he just.
What did she do that was so terrible to you, Chris? Like there's plenty of questionable behavior there.
You guys were both shitty to each other. Yes. She, I mean, I can't get behind Hoda. There's something about, I just like, I can't. But by the same token, I can't get behind Chris because I don't think that
which
either
is
of them
I think that's what's an, it's
right.
Like with Michelle and
Jesse
on the Valley. It's like,
yeah,
it should be so easy for me to like Michelle. It should be so easy to take Chris or Hoda's side, but
they both
are like
make
terrible.
It hard for the other. Yeah. So I just thought like he seemed like he was being kind of dramatic with the whole thing, especially finding out they
I
had
agree,
this
and
phone
that's why
call.
That the dichotomy of him being so nonchalant but then also like it's like do you want to be here or not
exactly seems like you want your 15 minutes you want your bag but you're also like so above this and this is all so below you. I don't know, so there was that. Then let's talk about legally I can't speak about my relationships because of Netflix. I thought Andy Cohen was going to stand up over there, swat her.
No, I was like, you're talking to Andy Cohen.
Do you know who you're speaking to? And also Ariana's face, I would die. When I rewatched it, I was like, I would die if Ariana was like, oh, really? Like she had, it was like early VPR Ariana.
I'm literally just like, Hoda, you're born to
fucking
go too
cool,
hot
babe.
To handle, and who cares?
Wait, who is she?
No, but I'm just saying, it's going to be one of the, like.
Well, here's why. I'll tell you why.
It's these Netflix shows that it's like, who
it's
cares?
Perfect match.
No, but that's.
It's literally the show that already was airing. That's why she's saying this.
So she's
because
going
she's dating,
she's on this season.
No, she's dating a guy who's on it.
Oh, so it's not even like she's on the
no,
show.
No.
That
she's dating
so
Louis from Perfect Match.
Because I was like, oh my
who's
God.
Who's known to be a fuckboy. He's one of Miguel's friends
wait,
from last season
so
Love
funny.
Island. Because I know.
In my brain, I was like, oh, she's about to go on one
she's
of these like
on,
Netflix like,
an
second-rate
yeah.
dating shows.
No.
And that's why Andy was like, well, you can tell Netflix. This was the
I
number
know.
One rated show on Peacock.
I wonder if that's what he thought. Like, if that's what
that's
he
what,
thought.
That's what that's where my mind immediately. But I didn't know that. I didn't.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that.
She went. I don't know if it was the perfect match.
And you could tell
her,
all the girls were
went,
so annoyed. They're like,
everybody
okay,
was
Hoda,
like, Pepe's
okay.
face. Everyone's face were like, oh, my God. And you could tell she couldn't wait to say that. She had that prepped and ready and locked and loaded. She was like, I can't speak on my relationships for legal reasons.
And she still didn't, like, eat with it. Like, it
no.
still didn't land in the
it
way
it felt
that,
flat.
Like,
and that's, like, everything she says. But she always believes she eats. And that is why she's like, I will always be successful. Because no matter what, everyone in this room can be laughing at me, rolling their eyes. I know I ate. Like, that's just the way she walks through this world. I'm jealous of the delusion. But, yeah, I think that. Well, so what it is she's seeing this guy, Louis, who is friends with Miguel. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of talk about how Louis is a major clout chaser and like that he's not a good dude.
Miguel's friends are questionable.
Yeah, his Miguel's friends are definitely questionable. He didn't really show up well on The Perfect Match. Like, I mean, he's known for being kind of like a massive fuckboy on these shows. So he's on this season with Clayton, with Rachel. Like, that's the season. I think so. No, I'm on Nightmare.
Okay.
Anyway, so she attended a red carpet event with him. They held hands on a red carpet.
No. I'm on Nightmare.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah, because I did. Yes.
Okay. Anyway, be here now.
You made me think of. I just need to write it down.
But they. I don't know if it was the Perfect Match reunion or Perfect Match premiere or what, but they attended something. So, like, they've been seen out and about multiple times together. They've been snapped by paparazzi. They were on a red carpet, and now she's coming on here saying she can't talk about that. So they were like, well, you were just photographed with somebody. Can you talk about that? No, I can't.
Why, like, Andy doesn't play those games.
Like, it's not her show. It's not Huda's show. That's not the reason she can't. It's because her fucking man. Her boyfriend's show, I can't tell you.
And it's like, but he can take you to carpets? It's like.
Yeah. Okay, and he'll be holding hands with you, so we obviously know how the show played out. So why would you talk about it here? I don't, and it doesn't seem like Huda not want to talk about it. So I'm like, I wonder.
She didn't want to maybe answer for being in a new relationship quite yet.
Yeah.
But she still was super excited to be like, for legal reasons.
Oh yeah, she was like, this is the most A-list response I could possibly have to this question. Her response to the Hurricane Huda montage had me dying. Like, she was laughing like it was comedy hour. It was her SNL audition reel. And I'm just like, it is funny for me, but the fact that she sees it as funny is kind of
funny. It should just be so embarrassing.
Oh my God. And everyone's reactions, like, no one is laughing with you, girl. They're all like, what the fuck? Especially the clip of her, like, in the bed, like, I'm going to give it to the count of three to Chris. Like, some bad moments for her that she is throwing her head back and laughing at. She thinks everything she does is the funniest thing that's ever been done. And that is, she pisses me off. She cannot live in reality for one moment. It just is crazy. Let's talk about Huda and Shelly. So, couple things. One thing I want to start this whole thing off by saying is I do think Huda should have spoken up on the racial mistreatment and racially motivated bullying that Alandria and Shelly were getting online.
It just would have been so easy for her to do.
So easy. Just as easy as it was for her to go say she didn't get a BBL. Just as easy as it was for her to go online and defend her saying the thing about the Netflix. Like, she did that yesterday on Instagram. Defended her making that statement, but you still couldn't say anything about that. The things that were being put online, they involved Huda. It wasn't just like Shelly and Alandria were the target of this kind of hate and Huda wasn't. And I know Huda should have said something. It was Huda's fans. It was happening from Huda HQ accounts. And Huda's face was in these photos with them. It's not appropriate. Huda should have said something. She had an opportunity last night to say something as well. She didn't. I don't respect it. I don't respect her standing up there and saying, well, I was also getting racially motivated. Like, okay, Huda, it's not the same. I'm sorry. What you experience is not comparable to what these girls experienced, and I think it's ugly that you can't realize that. So that's the first thing I want to say. But the next thing I want to say is that I do think Shelly has mean girl tendencies.
I agree too.
And I'm sorry.
I wanna, any heat I have, it's I don't really have any for Alandria. Alandria seems mild-tempered. Mm-hmm. She seems like she is willing to kind of hear Huda's side, and I think there's just a maturity to Alandria that I think Shelly, and I think Shelly's not self-aware. Like, when they watched back that scene,
oh my God.
If you guys had been standing, and again, I don't like Huda very much at all.
Yeah.
But it's like, if I was Huda and I was over there working out in a bikini in front of all these people.
Oh my God.
And it looked like this group of people were looking at me and laughing and talking and like whatever. I would feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And then what I will say is, like, you don't see yourselves in that clip where you are talking about her, looking at her, and then you see her doing the poses, you make a comment about that, and you go, I think she thinks we're, like, over here looking at her talking.
We're not.
You are doing that.
And
you
go, we're not. Like, yeah, it's exactly what's happening, and it is mean. You guys are standing here watching her, and you go, oh, look, she's over there posing for you guys because she thinks you're, like, being fun friends and you're actually talking shit. One of the few moments I actually felt bad for Huda, that was one of them. I felt like they showed back the conversation where Hoda was like, hey, I want to bring Chris back because I want to get to know him, but it also, you know, works out for you. Shelly is saying before, she's like, all you said, Hoda, was like, I'm doing this for you, for you, for you. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for you. And then you got to know him and I was blindsided. I mean, I'm sorry. We watched that whole fucking clip. It is. And I'm giving it to Hoda. It's exactly what Hoda said happened.
Is how Shelly still sees it as a win for
her. Shelly's like, well, I think there were other clips that weren't shown because we had that conversation a lot. Regardless whether or not you did, this conversation, Hoda is saying to you, I want to get to know Chris. Mm-hmm. It also works for you. But let me bang no bones about it. I like him. He likes me. I want to get to know him. I'm going to bring him back. Now, Shelly continuously said, I understand. Did it look like Shelly agreed? No. Did it seem like Shelly was particularly thrilled? No. Like, it didn't seem like Shelly was like, oh, this is
but
a great
plan. But that was your opportunity to
but
say
you
that
did
you
understand.
Initiated.
Yeah, exactly. You told her over and over. You
and
understood.
And you know
so
Hoda
you
to be someone who's
didn't.
Kind of... Hoda is a listener, not a seer. Yeah. She's not picking Hoda's up on your body language or maybe your tone. She's just hearing that you're okay with it. So like
you have to tell her point blank. If you're not cool with it and you don't say it, you cannot expect her to know that.
Exactly.
She is too wrapped up in herself. She has the Aria disease. She does not have the self-awareness to see any sort of reaction that you're having that isn't the words you were saying. And even then, sometimes she's not going to get them, you know? Mm-hmm. But the fact that Shelly's like, well, that's just not what... And I was like, this is not a good
moment
for Shelly,
really.
Ending
up the way she thought it would.
No. But I do totally buy that Shelly and Ace did not have a relationship prior to this. I think we can stop talking about are they scammers. Like,
yeah, I don't think so.
They'll probably be together forever. But honestly, it makes more sense now because Shelly is a lot older than Ace. I think it makes more sense. Like, she doesn't seem as old as she is, you know? So it makes sense that she would kind of... And Ace
works.
Seems a little older than he is.
Mm-hmm. They kind of
so
meet
I
the
think
middle.
They kind of meet in the middle that way. Yeah, yeah. Okay, what else do I have here?
The heart rate challenge.
Oh, the heart rate challenge. Okay, can I be crazy? Like, was it that much worse than what we
saw?
Thank you.
I actually texted someone my opinions on it and then, like... had anxiety after, and I'm like, are they gonna think I'm
what did they
insane?
Say
no, they agreed with me, but yeah. I was like,
I mean, it's what we thought, it's what we already filled in the blanks for ourselves.
Exactly. But here's my thing that is troublesome to me about Shelly. Two things. One, what Chris was doing was basically somewhat similar to what
we just did. The camera didn't focus on it, so we don't even
exactly.
really know what Chris was doing.
But my other thing is, maybe I think this is coming from a place of insecurity with Shelly, because Ace looked into it.
Ace
was super
into it. We cannot forget that Ace and Hoda had a fucking weird unspoken thing from day one. They did. And I think they were both looking for moments that they could get away with getting physical with each other, you know, scratching that itch in a challenge so that they didn't have to explore it on another level.
Right. And the way that, like, when she turned around and started twerking in his face.
Yeah, that was an opportunity for Ace to put his hand, you know, do anything.
He like put his hand on her and was like into it.
Like he was so into it the whole time. And also like the making out, because there's one thing for me, Caroline, to be giving somebody a lap dance, for me to be twerking on it or something like that. You know, that's one thing. But for us to be engaging in it and it's a mutual thing.
And
I mean,
think
again, they talked about it last night. Of course it was consensual. That's not what I mean. I mean, a mutual.
Right.
Both of our lips are moving and our tongues are in each other's. We're literally swapping spit.
I think for Shelly, to me, the reason it's annoying and doesn't quite make sense to me is because it feels like misplaced frustration and anger.
Yeah.
That she could be like, well, why were you letting her do all this? Mm-hmm. Ace? Like, why were you like what? Why didn't you try to stop her from kissing
you?
Why didn't you try to stop her when her mouth was going too far up your leg? Like, why?
Because
did you
we know Ace will speak up for himself. Mm-hmm. You know, if Ace isn't like what's happening, Ace will tell you. So I have no doubt that Ace would have been like, that's enough, you know, and he would have not reciprocated. So Hoda wouldn't have kept going back for more. You know, now, did Hoda take it too far? Sure. Yeah. OK.
But that's
whatever.
Kind of like.
But it's not like we didn't see.
I also just have a tough time taking issue with that on this kind of show and this kind of challenge when all of you were doing crazy stuff.
And one of my issues too is that Shelly has zero smoke for Ace over this.
Yes,
like,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Hoda.
Is that she's not like it's misplaced anger. She's insecure about how Ace felt about that interaction or how she's perceiving that he did,
which
I think
is
correct.
I think her perception is 100% accurate. Yeah,
I agree. And she's blaming it on her. Like, Hoda shouldn't have done that. It's not Ace should have put his hand up and stopped it. It's you shouldn't have been doing that.
Right. Precisely.
When it's literally a challenge. And also, Shelly, you're the one who's like, and I don't remember the timeline exactly, but for most of the show, Shelly was like not ready to be exclusive with Ace.
This brings me to my next point. Another qualm I'm having with Shelly. Shelly says in the beginning, when they're talking about how Ace and Shelly were not the winners, they were kicked off, whatever. Shelly says, I think people forgot the plot of the show. Oh. This is Love Island. We're supposed to be making connections, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
You mean the plot you changed?
When we're having the conversation about who should go home when we voted Hannah out, all the girls are like, well, Hannah and Pepe have a real connection. I don't want to break that up for her. And Shelly says, I'm not sold on us making this decision based on connections we should be exploring. So which is it? When it suits
and same
your
with
narrative.
Ace, it's Ace and Shelly are upset that the audience started to pick up on the way the system that they set up early on. And Ace helped with the Jeremiah, sending Jeremiah
not that,
home.
Yeah. I don't want to give Austin any credit for anything last night because he was he on drugs? Like what
Dude,
was going
I texted
on?
My I texted my friend and I said, Austin is, I think he might have memory loss because there's something eerily earnest about his stupidity.
I know, but I think he's just really that good at being dumb. And like, that's how he just probably wreaks havoc on so many fucking women. Like, and it just works on them because they're like, he's not smart enough to like purposely drag me through hell. No, I think he is. I think he's just also a really good actor. But he's stupid and he's just, I don't know why it works for him. I don't get it. He's a fucking monster in my opinion. He's just grody to me. But he literally looked over at someone and goes, it's the, what did he say? The system you created when they're talking about Ace and how like everyone's calling him the ringleader and blah, blah, blah. And talking about the connection thing. And they're like, it's the system you created.
Right, exactly.
Same with Shelly. Like we kicked Hannah out because of the system you created. If I'm Hannah and they're making me watch that entire conversation and everyone's giving different reasons for not sending Hannah home. And at the very end, they say, let's all say it at once. And all three of them said Hannah. I was like, this poor. And then they're like, okay, well, let's see what America said. Yeah. America also put you at the bottom. So no matter what, Hannah, you were a fucking goner. Like I would have been off the stage weeping.
Especially when Alandria goes, oh, so it looks like we like did what America wanted. And it's like,
yeah, so
what would have
happened anyway. You're welcome. You're welcome. We just, it would have hurt more coming from America. So we just did it for you. I just thought that was crazy. Okay. Let's chat for a second about
Ace.
Go ahead.
I will never get over the fact that during the season, and I'm a little bit annoyed that the hatred that was put on Amaya by the guys in the villa wasn't really discussed last night. As much as like that to me was such a pivotal point of the summer. And I think that's so much of Amaya's story is like,
as
the viewers rallied around her in that.
Yeah.
And it really irritated the men. And we did not talk about that at all.
No, we didn't.
And I think I don't like that consistently Ace makes himself the victim in that situation where he's like when Amaya ended up apologizing to Ace in the villa and then last night when he's like and frankly when this happened when someone was like is there anything else we all want to talk about and he said Amaya's name I was like oh my gosh he watched that back and he's gonna apologize for how he treated her and he
you
said
wish.
I don't like what you said when you went on Alex Cooper's podcast about me being short.
This was crazy to me. First of all, men are so fucking fragile. They are such little fragile weak babies.
You wouldn't last a second in Amaya's shoes, Ace.
No. And out of everything that has been said about you people, the things that you actually give a fuck about are about your height, which is crazy. Like even when Ace was like, Austin, you called me the little ringleader. And Austin's like, I did not say you were little. I did not say you were little. Like, it's like that would be the worst possible thing he could have done. It's just their egos. It's bonkers. It's bonkers. But the thing about that is like, even Amaya saying, well, Ace, I called you and we had a conversation about this and I told you my team. I had no idea Alex Cooper was going to make that into like sort of a sizzle reel that got people thinking. And I had my team working on it to get that taken down. I never would have condoned that. I called you. I apologize. We talked it out. I don't care for what Ace said about how, well, you call me and behind closed doors, we have a private conversation where you apologize. And then it's just like different in public. It's like, well, it was already circulating in public. So that's the one thing. Like Amaya didn't post it. So she could not physically take it down. Alex Cooper had to be the one to do that. That's the first thing. The second thing is, Ace, aren't the private conversations more meaningful? It's like, which one is it? Because some people are like, well, you're only apologizing because we're in front of a camera and you want to win America back. Whereas Amaya wasn't even going to bring up that you guys spoke. Mm-hmm. You're the reason we're finding out that she had a conversation where she called you to take accountability. And you're saying that wasn't enough. Like,
it's so clear that Amaya is like the only person on that stage who truly doesn't care about America's perception of her.
I know.
She cares. And Ace is one of the Ace, Shelly, Hoda. These people, they're the people that are, like, thinking about the perception. I think Hoda's in an interesting position where, like, she doesn't have to worry about it as much because mm-hmm. her Hoda HQ will just...
It's crazy.
They'll just get behind her. They'll just fall in line.
Which I don't
So it's a little different. But, like, with this Ace and Amaya thing, it's like... Ace wants to be the victim so badly, so he has to... So maybe the private conversation was fine because he felt like the victim in that moment. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, well... I want to bring it up here so that I have like, this moment where people can be like, oh, it was
this
shitty.
She gotcha
said that.
Moment.
And it's like,
yeah.
No, it wasn't. Also,
and
who
I feel
cares?
Like they're just like secretly still so pissed they didn't win because they think they should have won. So they're like, let me just
Which,
tear
by
down
the way, guys,
all
I hate
these
to
other
break
people.
It to you, Ace and Shelly. If you guys had been in the top three or four,
you still wouldn't have won. You still wouldn't have won. Sorry. What do we think of Nick and Alandria? Are we buying it?
I am. And I'm sold.
You are.
I really
cool.
like it.
I really like it, too. I'm, like, so nervous about Nick because of the way that he, like, how much it seemed like he liked Sierra, how much it seemed like he, I think he's a good actor, so I'm a little bit, like, worried, like, if he hurts her, he won't survive mm-hmm. it. I'm also just, like, I hope that they're so aware of how big the fan base is. I hope that that's not driving this relationship.
I like what he said about Sierra when Ariana was like, have you seen her? And he was like, no, and I don't plan to.
I don't know.
this and this of what she did.
Yeah And I do, I mean, I saw some people
and he actually
about
made
that.
A really good point. He was like, I don't like that so much of her social media presence now is about like reclaiming this and rather
yes.
than like actually
let me get
really
what attention I can
what
yeah.
happened and like why yeah. you were kicked out of the villa.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have seen some people talking about, like, I mean, they're like, Nick, you are such a fuckboy. Like, you had sex with Sierra every night and you won't even speak to her when you leave the villa. I do think, like, I understand what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a time when she wasn't posting like that. And I would say, like, as Sierra, I could understand how that would be.
But wasn't he still in the villa?
Really? I mean, no. There was, like, he said there was a whole week that he got his mind straight, and then he was going to go talk to her, and then she started posting that stuff.
Mm.
So it's, like, I know. I get it. But it just seems like it would have made sense to wrap that up. I know it's a sticky situation, but I do think, like, I don't know why. I kind of feel like she was owed the courtesy. Like, they didn't get to say goodbye in the villa. She just was gone.
Yeah, I do think they should have let that happen. I think the production was so afraid that that would take up the conversations and like the actual controversy would become the conversation. But I do think their relationship was owed that.
Mm-hmm.
To an
I
extent.
Do too, and it would make me feel less like he was just like good at faking it and turning it on and off, you know. But maybe he just never really liked Sierra and he did like Alandria the whole time. Like, I don't know.
I do hope Alandria stole his phone and did a little Janae check.
Oh. Me too. Me fucking too. The other thing is I loved how he was like, everything that she wants, I want to make it happen. Like, that's where we are right now.
Yeah.
But again, I'm like, why aren't we boyfriend and girlfriend? What's the delay?
I think it is just like the time.
We better not get
like,
on followings. But their commercial spot last night, I was like, okay,
wait.
You two are probably getting the most money from this.
I didn't get a single commercial.
Really? Okay, lucky. Well, they had a commercial spot. And it's like Nick jumping in a pool and he's like her butler or something. And he like brings her a drink and then they make out on a lawn on like a chaise. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you have any other final thoughts before we wrap up on Love Island?
No, but
it
was
great. I do think Jeremiah and Belle Dasha had sex and now they're not.
Belle Dasha.
And now they're just friends.
Wait,
not Andy going Belle Dash A.
Oh, wait, my one more,
you say
one
Belle
more
A?
Thing. One, you know, he goes Belle Dash A. Belle Dash, like, I think
he said full A. Belle Dash A. Belle Dasha? Bella. She's like, yeah.
And
what?
Andy had to be like, I did watch the show.
I'm like, Andy, do you know like where we are? Like, what's going on here? It is funny.
I loved when she went, this is probably going to be adopted into my vocabulary, when she goes, it is time for just Bella.
I know. Hilarious. I really do feel she and Jeremiah had sex or at least hooked up, something, whatever. And then she's still into him and they decided to just be friends. And she's like, you know what? I'm choosing me. And like, yeah. That's the vibe of this.
My other moment from the reunion was when one of the Casa girls was talking and Andy was like, okay, like either going to ask a follow up question or like was ready to move on. And she goes, no, I'm going to talk.
Oh, Coco. I thought that was, she like put her hand, goes, okay. I was like, holy fuck. Do you know who you're talking to? Do you know who you're in the presence of?
Do you know the role you played in this season?
You were on here for like 2 days. And I do just get the, I hate it. I'm sorry for you guys, the Casa girls, but I do just get the ick for them and the way that they behave when they get out. Cause it's like, it's the same attitude of Sierra. Like, I'm going to try to get every ounce of attention from this I can because I didn't get to make the most of it in the villa. And it's like,
exactly.
Those are just the hands you were dealt. Sorry.
And that's that.
And that's that. I will be tuning in for Love Island Games.
Me too.
I'm so
excited
thrilled
to see
Ariana's hosting it. I know. It'll be awesome. All right, let's get into rotations. Oh, I'm Dream. Okay, I didn't prep it because I thought that I was a nightmare. But if you think I'm not putting Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, and Taylor's engagement ring on my dream rotation, you're out of your goddamn mind.
I know. I was
That's
really
my dream
you a
rotation.
Gift. I was really giving you a gift there.
Easy peasy. I can't wait to learn more. Oh, my God.
My nightmare is Clayton Eckerd.
Okay. Did you watch any of Perfect Match?
I watched a couple episodes. I watched enough of it to see them break up, which wasn't much. But
Clayton.
I am like, and then what Rachel said. Do you see what Rachel said?
No. What?
Rachel said that Clayton told her that their lifestyles weren't compatible because he wants a gym girl.
You're kidding me? Wait, Phoebe, this is crazy because he went on Vile Files, which I'm not really listening to, but I wanted to hear what he had to say because
Nick
was
kind
like
of raked him across
really
the polls.
Hard on him. Yeah, yeah. Nick was like, all this guy's done all this therapy and he's still acting like this. He's not perfect. Like, oh my God. Like, eh. They were talking about that. And like, he was like, hey, Clayton, like, what were you thinking? Like, fully asked him.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to it and Clayton says, yeah, we just, you know, we had a conversation. Nothing physical happened that night. We just cuddled. We had a conversation that night and it became clear that like, there are just reasons we weren't going to work out. I'm not going to speak on that out of respect to her. But like, yeah, I just, and
I
said,
yes, I saw this clip.
What
he
were those
it,
reasons?
He made it
and he's
seem
like,
like it was like,
I don't want to, I thought it was like political maybe. Or that, and Nick was like, he made it seem like she's into the influencer life. She's into partying like, and he's not like, and like she wants to be famous and he doesn't. Which doesn't.
I'm like, if
line
you don't
want to
be famous,
why are
you
on
Vile Files?
You don't want Perfect Match, like whatever. Especially with your hair. I can't believe, honestly, it makes me discredit a lot of his whole vibe that he went back on a dating show. Because I'm just like, I thought The Bachelor ruined your life. And you're like, this is, you know, whatever. But yeah, he said, he kept being like, oh, I don't want to like say about her. Like, I mean, you know, and Nick's like, don't you think you owe her that? Like, couldn't you tell Rachel like, hey, by the way, this is why it didn't work. And he's like, I guess if she like wants to know, but I don't think she wants to know.
I think
and
she called
I don't
him.
Think she wants to hear it. That is what he said.
I think she called him about. I think
good.
This
I hope
Vile
she fucking
files,
did. She should have gone
and
live.
Then she went on a podcast.
She should have gone live and called him on speaker.
Like the people from Temptation Island when they started.
Yes.
When they started calling
yes.
Each
they
other
were
on their
such
lives.
A messy cast. That's what I wanted. Yeah.
But yeah, it was because he wants like a gym girl that'll go to the gym with him.
That was it.
It's like, have you seen what Rachel looks like? Like,
have
she's
you
good.
Seen what Rachel looks like? What would she do in the gym? What would she do there?
I think he's like, she'll just come watch me lift my weights. He didn't say that, but I'm like, that must be what it is because she like.
I wonder if there was more too.
But anyway, so he's on there because I just think that's absurd. And
I was
like,
it
like,
must
I'm
be
also
that
like,
he's a Trumper and she's a Democrat because all
I'm
her friends
also
are gay men.
Like, you must have known that before you were like, I think we should match up.
Yeah, like, and why put her through that? Why not give her
and just
even the opportunity to talk to anybody?
She,
like, it
I
was
felt
like,
so
he claimed her
exactly.
Right away.
I felt so bad for her when he the next night was like, so we just like shouldn't maybe do
and
this
and she
anymore.
Was like, what? Like she was like, I can't believe you're doing
you
this,
do this
again.
To me again.
And then how he talked on Nick's podcast, he said, I just thought her reaction was like too dramatic based on like our like I was like, you're crying. Like, why are you crying? Like, why are you
because
having such a big
you
reaction?
Not to do this again.
She asked you not to do this, and like you're completely discounting what you did to her and how real that was for her and how much that hurt her. She's reacting. She's
I
a traumatized
a
woman
call.
Because of you. I'm dying to know the status of their relationship these
me
days.
Me too.
But anyway, yeah.
So Clayton
okay,
X's
great.
Ace Stop disrespecting Amaya.
Stop it. I don't like it at all. And America doesn't like it. And you obviously want to be America's favorite.
Exactly.
So, come on.
So just like get on board.
Yeah.
I was really expecting him to come out of the villa and be like, oh my God, I have to like immediately. Like,
yeah.
I have to issue a public apology.
But
to
hey,
Amaya.
maybe he's realer because he didn't. I don't know.
Maybe. That's true. Mm-hmm. And Amaya doesn't need that.
She doesn't.
And then last is everybody except Rachel in the Big Brother house, basically. Everybody that's not on Rachel's team in Big Brother house. Because
and even the people
mean,
who are, because
what do you
I don't
mean
trust
you. You guys are talking, being like, her daughter must be so disappointed in her.
I don't know how her husband can watch this. Let me tell you, with his arms up screaming, go Rachel,
hey,
that's
also
my wife.
Catherine, You better watch what you say about starting a blog about how Rachel has to wax her neck. You should see what people are saying about
you. Oh, she
is
in for such a rude awakening. I literally was thinking when I saw that tweet that like that was captured from feeds. I was like, the fact that she doesn't know what people are saying about her and that's something that just came out of her mouth. The irony. I mean, you can't write TV this good. That's amazing. Like, she's so disgusting and she's going to say all this. That's fucking crazy.
And Kelly, after she says all these terrible things about Rachel, from day one, she's been saying they've all been so mean about Rachel. And then someone said Rachel has one glass of alcohol and immediately is like season 11 Rachel again.
Oh, because it's so good.
And they're all in the hammock and Kelly like goes to give her a goodnight
hug.
And Rachel's like, no.
Rachel just goes, I don't need a hug. She wasn't even like mean. She was like, I don't need a hug.
Kelly goes
up
to
the why?
She's absurd. She's
that
ridiculous.
Would happen to me. Though that's like exactly what would fucking happen to me. Because I'd be like, I'm good. Because I don't.
Mom asked me the other day. She was like, how do you think Caroline would do on this season? And I was like, better than I had anticipated when we saw the cast list announced.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
However, Caroline nailed it. She couldn't have been on. That's why she wasn't asked. Because they knew Rachel Riley was coming.
Yeah. No, we could not be on the same season. Yeah.
But like, Kelly, don't go up to the HOH and cry about how Rachel's such a bully and all this
oh
stuff.
Oh, my
you
God.
You guys have been so mean to her.
Dude, somebody posted a photo of Kelly crying in whoever's arms and said,
and said,
we haven't had bullying this bad since Taylor Hale's season. And I was like, I know you're not talking about Kelly being bullied. Are you talking about Rachel? You're talking about how everybody's bullying Rachel? Because then, yeah. Because you're not comparing what Kelly's going through because Rachel didn't hug her. Kelly's around here casting fucking spells on people. Everyone's talking about how she's like doing witchcraft. She's walking around being like, I'm instigating shit. She's telling everybody. Second someone says something to her, everybody knows it. And then they're like, Kelly, did you just tell everybody that? And she's like, yeah, I'm instigating. I'm playing the game. I'm crazy, Kelly. Like,
and it's
girl.
And Kelly, also, you are being bullied in the house, but it wasn't by Rachel.
Yeah, and you don't even know
Mickey
half the bullying
Morgan.
You're experiencing. It's all behind your back, bitch. You're fine. Grow up. You can cry about it when you get out of the house. But for now, one other thing that I do want to say is like, Catherine, this is sticky because Catherine said that I don't know when her mother passed away, but her mother has passed away. And she said that Riley was the only person in the house that was there for her. About this, and that Rachel knew that, and Rachel kicked him out of the house. So now Catherine has nobody, and that she's like, it's disgusting. Like, what would Rachel's daughters think of that? Like, that she would do that to me. She would take away the one person that was here for me because my mother passed, and she knew that. Like, oh my God. I'm like, dude, that is. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I being
a
heartless bitch? A little bit of a
reach. But I'm also like, then maybe this isn't the game for you. If that is something that is going to.
Well,
that's the game.
Go home, girl. Go.
The game is to eliminate people.
Well, someone, what did Ava say? Ava last night goes, Catherine's crying because she hasn't been with her man for 3 days. I haven't been with my man for 7 weeks.
Exactly.
And you've been with him.
What do you think Will thinks about his chocolate drop?
Exactly.
You suck.
Well, and what do you think Vince thinks about his girlfriend? Oh, wait.
Oh,
what
wait,
girlfriend?
He's got his BB
wife. Oh, wait, he's motorboating Morgan in the HOH room.
This is a crazy, crazy cast.
It is. I can't believe we're going to see a cheat man's. It's only a matter of time.
Part of me wants to go back and watch older episodes, but the other part of me is like, but if I don't want to watch it the way the casuals watched it.
No.
So it's almost not worth it to me. But like, people are saying if this was old Big Brother, they would have a camera at the girl's house and like be interviewing her.
Bring it
and
on.
Like, okay, so why, Julie?
So
I know it's
let's
love
bring
another,
back
but
old
like,
Big Brother.
Vince
then.
Isn't loving one another.
Yeah, Vince is breaking your one rule. So can we get out there? Can we get some boots on the ground, people on the scene? Thank you.
Yeah. So that's
Is there anyone else in your rotation? Who is that?
No, that was three.
Oh, no, that was right. That was right. Okay, cool. All right, guys. Well, that is that. I just want to remind you, on Thursday, we're going to have our recap of Season 7, Episode 16, Pretty Little Liars. Next week, we'll have our recap of Episode 17. And then after that, we are switching to every other week will be a recap and a punch bowl until we get to the finale. If you want more info on that. Other things, on Monday, it's Labor Day, the official Pretty Little Liars holiday. We are releasing a special episode, so make sure you tune in on Monday so you get that. We're going to be releasing some Halloween merch. We'd love to see you all in it. It's very fun. I am posting my ghost tour schedule on the day that this is listed, and it is updated. It's different than what... I don't have time for this right now. Don't show me this right now. Phoebe keeps showing me fucking pictures and tweets. I am talking. I lost my train of thought. I'm going to post it. I would love to see you guys at the ghost tours. It's different than what I talked about on the Patreon. So if you listen to that, those dates, just disregard them. I have a new thing. We did a punch bowl on what the liars would be like for their first day of school. That is on our Patreon for our Dream Rotation members. Check that out. We'll have a pilot episode coming up. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We love you. Please leave us a 5-star review. I hope you are celebrating the Tavis engagement as much as we are. And we will see you next week. And I don't know how to bow. I know Aristotle.